Where's Wally? By Jask of All Trades. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. It's a secret, except that it's not. They all know, but nobody actually acknowledges it out loud. Everybody seems content to just let Niall ignore the banishment to some degree, so long as no one draws attention to it. Maybe Joe, Nikki, and Andy feel some guilt over the banishment, sending their brother out into the cold for so long, and this is the only way they can honor their word without backtracking. Even Booker seems okay with the secretive FaceTiming and clandestine meetings. A man Niall is convinced if you looked up the word guilt in the dictionary, you would find a photo of him there. Though admittedly, it took some convincing to get him to even open the door to her the first few times she showed up unannounced on one of her secret trips to Paris. So now she regularly visits Booker in his drafty bottle-covered apartment, mostly to check that he's eating something solid on occasion, though a little because he's the closest to understanding her situation. He might be over 2 centuries old, but he's still younger than the rest of them, and Niall is so damn brand new to the whole thing. She needs him as much as he needs her. And he also needs sunlight and fresh air, which is why she drags him to the Louvre on her latest visit. Niall has always wanted to visit it. It's just a bonus that Booker gets some vitamin D as well. That doesn't stop him from tucking a flask into the inside of his jacket, though. Seriously? Niall asks, the judgment clear in her tone as they step into the museum, the blast of cool air from above the doors making her sigh happily after the unseasonably warm autumn of Paris outside. Booker's lips quirk in a half smile, only slightly tinged with sadness. It's an old traditional drinking game between Andy and me. And the rules? Niall questions, a little intrigued. It's not often the subject of their fellow immortals comes up, even rarer for Booker to be the one to mention them. Pick either Joe or Nikki, drink every time you spot one of them. Niall practically screeches to a halt in the middle of the hallway. Wait, are you saying Joe and Nikki? Booker shrugs. Everybody needs a muse. Holy shit, Niall exhales. So pick. Booker nudges her back to reality by softly bumping his shoulder against hers. Nikki, Niall says after a moment of thought, and Booker smirks in a way that has her a little worried her next death is going to be liver failure. She's not wrong. It was a sucker's bet. Nikki is goddamn near everywhere, especially in the Renaissance era work. Joe's not as prolific, but Booker's still only a few shots behind Niall. So much for keeping a low profile. The two of them clearly dominated the model sector all across Europe. Niall spares a thought for poor Copley and the absolute nightmare of covering up Joe and Nikki's escapades across the European art world. By the time they reach the gift shop, they're both a little more than legless, and Booker quickly swipes a handful of Renaissance art-themed postcards before they're quietly kicked out of the museum by frowning and tisking security guards. It's well worth the 12-month ban from the beautiful museum to hear Booker laugh so freely and without a hint of shame or sadness as they weave their way through the streets of Paris back to his attic apartment. The next day, nursing the mother of all hangovers. Really, Book, what in the hell was in that flask? You don't want to know, kid, trust me. Booker produces the stack of cards and a red Sharpie, smirking as Niall frowns over his sticky fingers. It turns into a twisted game of Where's Wally, with the two of them racing to circle the most Nickies or Joes before lunch tolls out. It's also the most fun she's had in a long while. Niall drops the large stack of postcards on the coffee table. They hit with a muffled thump, the pile a little bigger than the pilfered cards that Booker had grabbed originally. She's been collecting them on her way back to England, finding the odd, obscure art piece here and there. Niall refuses to admit she spent a day in a few different shops actively seeking out the cards. So you two were busy. Niall cocks an eyebrow at the two men as she settles on the sofa. Joe turns his attention away from the quiet match on TV to look at her questioningly. She gestures at the stack on the table with her head. Joe gamely picks them up and starts going through, eyebrows raising a little higher with each card. "Ha! I remember this one," Joe says with a bright laugh, holding the card out over his shoulder for Nikki to check out as he brings over their two steaming mugs of tea from the kitchen. "Ah, yes, that was a nice day," Nikki smiles fondly in remembrance. Niall snorts as Joe flicks through the assorted cards quickly, smiling with nostalgia. "What happened to secrecy?" "Artists were a little pushier back then," Nikki offers unconvincingly as he settles on the sofa beside Joe. "I find it hard to believe you couldn't say no to at least a few of them." "What can I say? Everybody wanted him," Joe says as he strokes Nikki's cheek. Nikki doesn't even hesitate. He catches Joe's hand with his and kisses the palm softly. "But they could not have me, for I had long been yours," Nikki replies, and Joe grins wide as he leans in to kiss him. Niall fake gags as she watches them, catching the growing smirk on Joe's face, and its quieter twin on Nikki's out of the corner of her eye. The cheeky bastards know exactly what they were playing at. "Just wait until we take you to Greece. Andromache is everywhere." Nikki chuckles as he sips his tea. Copley sighs in bone-deep weariness as he passes them, making a beeline straight for the kettle. "Yes, she is, and with more than one persistent conspiracy blog dedicated to her." The end.